oscillation on Mercator and Man. Every Monday, at 10 p.m. CIT. An hour of music from the decades of the Oblivions, which came out of Germany from around the 1968 German and Italian student movement, and French protests. Groundbreaking artists who went against the grain of what was rapidly becoming a predictable music scene that was born from the psychedelic movement of a couple of years previous.
Thank you. Hello there, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Radio Oscillations. This time it's the last one of 2013, and it's show number 71. Anyway, that track I started off with was by Eno Oridelius and Moebius, a track called Broken Head from their 1978 album After the Heat on Sky Records. The whole album was actually recorded in the Holy Grail of Connie's studio. That's Konrad Planck, the master engineer, master producer who produced such a lot from that era and beyond. Anyway, I am going to be playing Tangerine Dream, another episode track from their live sets at York Minster in 1975 that I attended. But I bought this record today. Actually, I'm going to play a 12-inch. It's called Special Edition 12-inch by Holger Shukai, and it's just the two tracks, one on each side, and the musicians on the tracks actually are Holger Shukai himself and Jar Wobble, late of Public Image Limited, if you remember from back in the post-punk days. Anyway, this particular track is called On the Way to the Peak of Normal. Enjoy it, please.
Good day, my dear sales and gentlemen. My name is Holger Shukai, and I would call myself a private philharmonist.
You must know of one make ten. And two let go, and three make even. Then you are rich.
You're rich.
Lose the four, out of five and six. Sadness the bitch.
Thank you.
There you go, Holger Shukai and Jar Wobble from that limited 12-inch which I picked up today. Right now, here we go for the second episode, as it were, from the recordings of Tangerine Dream when they played live at York Minster in 1975, of which I attended. I found, as I said before last week, I found this on the internet quite a few years ago, and it's in three parts. I've played the final parts. Must be about a year ago. Played the first part last week, and here is the second part. Please enjoy.
Thank you.
There you have it. Pretty groundbreaking stuff for the mid-70s, I reckon. It was a good gig, it's got to be said. Anyway, I'm going to play some at from the Noi, their first album, Noi. A bit of a track which has been severely neglected in my book, actually. A bit of a story attached to this one. The track's called Lieber Honig, actually. And what prompted me to play this was I was watching a film on the TV the other night. It was called Sightseers, a Ben Wheatley film. Ben Wheatley's the same director that did A Field in England. And anyway, three guitar chords appeared on the film at one point, and I recognised them straight away. I thought, that's Noi. I thought to myself, anyway, I did a bit of digging around on the International Movie Database and found out, yes, this track was used, only the three chords, though. Alongside a track by Aguirre and also another track by Hans-Joachim Rodelius. Anyway, here we go. Let me just get the buttons pressed correctly. Here's Lieber Honig from Noi's first album from 1972, also recorded engineered by Konrad Planck. And on this, Klaus Dinger is actually singing. Well, he's using his voice as an instrument, to be quite honest. So please enjoy this one. It's quite bizarre. Thank you. Go, pretty groundbreaking stuff indeed, I believe, for that, for especially recorded four nights in December 1971, that one. Anyway, this, as I say, this is the last show for 2013, and I would like to wish you all a happy new year, and I will be back again next week, the first Monday in 2014, and I'll leave you with as much as I can play of Edgar Froese's second album, solo album, which was called Epsilon in Malaysian Pale, and this is the title track, recorded for Virgin Records label in 1975. Good night and Happy New Year.